It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
An athlete won't judge you for working out. A millionaire won't judge you for starting a business. A musician won't judge you for trying to sing a song. It's always the people going nowhere who have something to say. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the noon hour here on the Adam Carriker Show. It's lunchtime, and what that means, all right, Mulberry Barbecue, ladies and gentlemen. Proud to be partnered with Mulberry Barbecue. They now have two locations at 11th and Cornhusker, and at 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt-end sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, full slab of ribs, half-smoked chicken, and much, much more. Plus, get incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th and Cornhusker, and at 61st and Apples Way, just off Highway 2 by Lowe's. All right, one more note. We'll be having one monthly remote at Mulberry Barbecue's South location. The next one will be coming up here in the next couple of weeks. All right, Jake, there was one response on there, one question on the text line. If anything else popped up during the break, let me know. But go ahead and fire away.
What Blake gets on the text line says, did I miss that Bob Diaco is back at Nebraska? Apparently thought the Coach Eckler's might sound a little bit like Diaco.
The strain was real. Did you see it? Did you see it? It was spectacular. Did you see the strain? There's no reasonable reason for the strain to be that spectacular. Somebody actually posted this clip the other day, randomly. Maybe it was after the Mike Eckler press conference. I don't know. What was funny was in the background. I saw the video in the background with Steve Sipple just sitting there with like the microphone, just listening or whatever. So intently, Sip was just very intently. He was very intent on the strain and how spectacular it was.
I love that because at the end too, he tilts his head like, what?
So you asked me during the break if I'd ever had any sort of interaction with Bob Diaco. And it was interesting. I may have told this a couple of years ago, but I was in town. And so I set up a meeting with Mike Riley. And so I met with him in his office and we chatted. I mean, just like one of the nicest dudes ever. Okay. The dude was 500 here. When's the last time Nebraska had a 500 coach and nobody ever says anything negative about him? Like never. Okay. So I'm walking out of his office and I'm walking to the elevator and I'm like, you know what? I wonder if any of the coaches happen to be in their office, you know, the D-line coach or any of these guys, like Tui Oti, any of those guys. And I think there was like one coach that was in their office. I chatted with him briefly and then I peeked my head in and Diaco's in the big defensive meeting room by himself. And I walk in, he looks up. He clearly had no idea who I was. Dude, when I say his face went white as a ghost, like he looked terrified, just mortified. Like, I don't know if he thought I was there to like murder him or something. The dude looked terrified. So I walk over and I'm like, hey, coach, I'm Adam Carriker. I used to be a player here. And the instant I said, used to be a player, he immediately like his guard went down immediately. We had a great conversation. It was fun chatting with him. He told me some things that, frankly, I was shocked that he told me, considering 10 seconds ago, he looked like he was terrified of me. But yeah, that was kind of my interaction with Diaco. And then I saw him later that day at practice, and he was friendly as could be and just couldn't have been nicer. But man, it's like I was Michael Myers. He was my sister, and it was Halloween. Like, that's the look he had on his face. It was crazy. But anyways, all right, we got two other clips. Let's play the one of Eckler talking about new punter Archie Wilson.
Man, that guy's special. I mean, he truly is. I mean, 18 years old, leaves home for the first time, goes to a different country, leaves his family, which he's unbelievably close to. And what Coach said about him is everything is accurate. I mean, that kid, that guy knows every one of his teammates, and his teammates love him because the energy he brings in the building, not just because he's able to do what he can do with the football, but the guy's special. And I said at the last place I was at, and I'll say it about Arch. The guy's going to be a damn weapon. And you got to understand this. In punting, special teams in general, every punt he hits isn't going to be a 55, 60-yarder. He'll miss hit one. That's going to happen. And when it does, I'll take it. All right, but I'm telling you, when you look up at the end of the year with his body of work, you're going to go, holy cow, this guy is the real deal.
Man, that's some high praise for a freshman, 18-year-old, I believe he just turned 19 or going to turn 19 soon. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and hasn't played a down of college football. I mean, or down of football in general. So it's interesting. I love it. I mean, I this whole thing is so fascinating to me because I think that Nebraska might be better off kind of keeping more of this a secret and surprising people with their punting style and all that. But it's I absolutely love it. Obviously, this is if you've kind of followed along and like you're kind of explaining earlier. This was the guy that they had in mind when they hired Eckler. Eckler was going to bring him to wherever he was going to be. And so he targeted this guy. Of course, the whole Jack McAllister thing there in the middle going from, and Buschini was a good punter and maybe the least of Nebraska's special teams problems last year. So, you know, kind of that being considered, but it just, I love that you can say that my punter is going to be a weapon. It's kind of interesting talking with DP, and he was kind of going through, well, I'd rather have, you know, my left guard than my punter. I'd rather have, you know, my rusher than my punter. And obviously he's speaking to the point would it'd be great if by the end of the year, your punter had like 12 punts because mm-hmm. then you're not utilizing it all that much. But to have, you know, that's again, the kind of the focus on not just, yeah, we can get a guy to punt it and whether he punts it 42 or 45 yards, it'll be about the same. We can get going from there. Is to view it as that, is that he can be a weapon beyond just what you ask your everyday punter to be. So I absolutely love it. I've always been a big fan of kickers and punters. I think part of that is growing up watching Nebraska football. They you know, at times have had some very good weapons in back there at punter and kicker.
I love it too. And it's funny because you mentioned what DP said, I'd rather you know my left guard than my punter. Well, yeah. I mean, I hope he hardly ever gets a chance to punt. That would be phenomenal. He's going to get chances to punt. He's going to get opportunities to punt. And like Eckler said, he's not going to nail them all for 40, 50, 60 yards. Okay. And a lot of it's going to be the rugby style, well, most of it, the rugby style directional kicks. And like the other day in practice, I mean, he had a punt with his left leg where he pinned the ball. It would have been the opponent, would have gotten the ball at the 9-yard line inside the 10. Like, it's going to be a lot more about directional rugby style punting, allowing the coverage to get down there, not allowing big returns. And the net punting is going to be the ultimate goal. If you punt the ball 60 yards, but they return it 30, you've only netted 30. That's not very good. I'd rather punt it 45, they return it 3, and you net 42, something like that. You know what I mean? He obviously can kick. He can kick with both legs. I think Rule has put it out there on purpose. He can throw. He can run. We might fake it, people. You better be ready. Which then makes it harder for them to try to block the punt, which then puts them a little bit more on guard when it comes to a return. And you might see more defenses staying on the field if we're near midfield, because basically punt safe. Your defense just stays. You usually drop a safety or a corner, or maybe you bring a wide receiver in as your returner, but it becomes punt safe. I'm going to tell you right now, when the defense is on the field and punt safe, you're not going to get great returns. Guys like me are not used to blocking on a punt return team. We can give all the effort we want. We're just not that good at it. We don't do it a ton. I was about to make a Shaq shooting free throw joke, but I won't. He's still better than I am, probably. Although maybe not. I don't know. How about you? Are you better at shooting free throws than Shaq, Jake?
I would assume so.
Not according to what happened at the Nebraska State games, though, Jake.
No, just but saying. This last week I've been shooting well, so I'm back. My confidence is back.
All right, I like it. So I like it because...
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I looked in Eckler's eyes when he made the comments to me last spring, and it was real. Sometimes when coaches say things, is it coach speak? Are they just trying to hype players up? Are they trying to send a positive message to their team? How much truth is there in it? You know, it's preseason. Everybody's excited. There's Kool-Aid. I love drinking Kool-Aid. I explained on Tuesday's show why I love drinking Kool-Aid. But you also try to be realistic. Like, this feels very genuine to me. And it feels like, hey, if it goes wrong, it's on me. You know, and that's one of the reasons I love it so much is, to me, it feels like truly just genuine. I do think at the end of the year, hopefully he doesn't get that many opportunities to punt, but whatever opportunities he gets, nobody bats 1,000. But I do think at the end of the year, like, people are going to veer our punt and punt coverage game as one of the areas of the team that is vastly improved. All right, why don't you play the Archie Wilson clip there?
So what's it like being first time you're away from them?
Yeah, that part's hard. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, I love it a lot. Yeah, I've got two little brothers and a mom and dad, and that's the tough part about being here. I love them a lot, and I miss them. But it's, they know this is what's best for me, and it's good. I can still talk to them plenty over the phone, and they're coming here to see the first few games, so I'm looking forward to that. Cool. Thanks, guys. Great meeting you all.
So this has gone viral, internationally viral, especially where he's from, Australia, at this point. What was your reaction when you first saw and heard this, Jake?
Well, it's very interesting. Like you said, you know, it's emotional, kind of pouring his heart out there. I think it did. It just kind of brought back into kind of humanizing what we ask some of these kids to do, particularly, you know, I don't know, a lot of people have gone, across country and you know, places they're unfamiliar with. But to go across the world and do that might be a bigger step. And so, you know, it obviously there's more distance in between them. Yes, you know, the advances in technology, you can FaceTime and all that, which is nice, but just kind of reminds you that not only is he moving all the way across the world, it's his first time moving out. He's, you know, a young man, kind of used to being at home, and being asked to basically, and the way that he's kind of being propped up to kind of help save Nebraska's special team. So there's a lot that we kind of ask out of these kids, and I think it was just kind of one of those humanizing the players once again.
Yeah, I think it just reminds people, like, hey, these are real human beings. Not just names and faces that you can cut, delete, trade on a video game, now that video game is back. But I know what it's like. So I was born in Hastings. When I was 3, my dad's job took him up to the state of Washington. So I grew up in the state of Washington. As you can imagine, we'd make it back to Nebraska, but not a lot, maybe once every other year. So I never really truly got to know my grandparents or aunts, uncles, cousins, my whole dad's side of the family, my mom's side of the family, grew up in Montana. Like, I grew up pretty much as an only child in the state of Washington. And that's pretty much what I knew. Rooting halfway across the country for Nebraska. Wanted to talk Nebraska football. Nobody else gave a crap. So that's one of the reasons I love doing a show like this, is people actually want to talk Nebraska football. But up there, it wasn't a main thing. Although there's more Husker fans everywhere than you would possibly imagine. I would say Huskers, Cowboys, Packers, Lakers, those are Yankees, Red Sox. Those are probably the top 6 teams that I see across the country. How mad were you going to be if I left off the Red Sox but said Yankees? Jake is a Red Sox fan, for those who don't know. But when I came here, I haven't talked about this a lot. When I came here my freshman year, I redshirted. There was 3 seniors and a junior ahead of me. I'm not going to lie, I was miserable. Being on scout team, this may shock you, isn't the funnest thing in the world. you know, being a blocking dummy in practice, being an X and being like, hey, you're the X here. And now you stunt over here. And your job is very important because you're getting the offense ready for what they're going to see on Saturday. But it's challenging, especially when you move halfway across the country and you don't really know anybody. And if you remember my recruiting story, like, and I forget how much I've told here. Maybe I'll share the whole story on signing day or something like that in the future. Nebraska told me I wasn't good enough to begin with. The D-line coach flat out looks at me and goes, you're not good enough to play here. I got an offer last minute. So it was always in the back of my mind, like, do they really want me? You get homesick. You don't really know anybody. I'll just be honest. The roommate that I had was rather unfriendly in the dorm. So we were roommates for one semester, and then I got the heck away from him. The second semester, I'm not going to lie, I felt a little vindicated because the guy that moved in was his roommate the second semester. The guy who was my roommate came back and he goes, can I have you back? I'm not getting along great with that guy either. And the guy I moved in with, I lived with for the next 4 years. So there were times my true freshman year where I was homesick. I love Nebraska, but I didn't exactly love it at that point in time. You just get homesick. You miss things. It's hard when you're away from family, everything, everyone you've ever known. Most people are friendly. And so it can be a bit of a challenge. I can only imagine what it's like moving from another continent and what that is like. Like, I could go home after the bowl game. I could go home, you know, it's like a four-hour flight, spring break. I could go home each summer. In theory, he can probably do that too to Australia, but there's a lot more dynamics to it. He's an 18-year-old true freshman. I don't know. I'd venture a guess. He hasn't spent a lot of time away from his family. And I know what it feels like. There was divorce in my family, and this is a little different situation, but the kids who were children of divorce felt like their heart was almost spread from one parent to the other, and these parents lived on different parts of the country. And that's a little bit different topic of conversation, obviously, but I almost felt kind of like that. Like I was spread all the way, and I felt like I made friends, but I was a little empty and lost. I missed things. I will say this. So I can understand to a degree what he's going through. Again, not Australia to Lincoln. It was the state of Washington to Lincoln. I can only imagine what it's like adding that into it, which just shows, you know, when Eckler talks so positively about him and he knows all his teammates and his teammates love him. It's a situation where I hope people understand that these still are human beings. These still are kids. They're making more money than anybody's ever made in college football. That kind of factors into certain things. You know, but even NFL players or pro athletes, they're human beings still. You know what I mean? Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, and it does. It gets lost sometimes. And, you know, the kind of the sports fan, you know, message boards, Twitter, all that sort of stuff. So it is important to remember.
I think, and again, I wasn't continent to continent, but I became even a bigger fan of him seeing that because it was so raw. It was so real. It was just in the moment. Like it's about as real a moment as you're going to find. And so to me, I think that's why it also connected with people. And it shows what some people are sacrificing, you know, in order to do some of the things that they want to do that, you know, for some of them fulfills their lifelong dreams. There was another clip where Eckler had he stayed and he phrased it where he was before, like they were going to take him there. So he's had his eyes on Archie for a very long time. All right, is there anything off the text line or any final thoughts before we head to break there, Jake?
1255 also wants to throw the Steelers in there as a nationwide fan base.
Yes, fair. That's fair.
And then Brad from Baldwin just wants to know, will Archie be all Big Ten first team?
To be honest with you, it's very possible, but I'm not going to go out and predict that about a guy who's never played it down in a game yet. I do think he has the potential to have some sort of all Big Ten type honors. I absolutely do.
The punters in the Big Ten, by the way, I mean, the numbers are just up across the board. This is a really good punting conference.
That's both good and bad. It's both good and bad. How many opportunities are they getting? Again, I hope he doesn't get many opportunities, but I think when people get a chance to see him, I think as an overall whole, he's going to play really, really well. And I don't know how you're not just not a fan of someone like this. All right, let's go to break. When we come back, is Nebraska football still a blue blood? And I'm going to give you two freshmen to keep your eye out on and some other random stats to go along with it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.